It's Thursday, the 30th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibia Ports Authority and the Port Administration of Science and Algarve SA Portugal have signed a memorandum of understanding that supports the European Commission's Global Gateway Initiative, which in turn plans to mobilize 5.8 billion Namibia dollars for smart, clean and secure energy transport, as well as digital infrastructure. NAMPORT CEO Andrew Kanime has more.
Because Namibia is blessed with both sun and wind, we need to ensure that whatever green hydrogen is actually going to be produced, there is a market for it where it can actually be exported. And we also know that Global North is obviously the ones that are actually in need of this renewable energy. And therefore, the MOU with the Port of Sines enable us actually to establish a green corridor between our ports in Namibia and, of course, in the APS port in Portugal.
Namibia Fact Check, in collaboration with Africa Fact Check, held an election fact-checking coalition review conference in Windhoek on Wednesday to assess their efforts in combating misinformation and disinformation during the 2024 presidential elections. Here is Frederico Links from Namibia Fact Check.
We had this election fact-checking coalition with Africa Check that, and just to see what lessons we learned and what should we do going forward. You know, the election's coming up this year, so do we continue with the election fact-checking coalition, and how should it look, and what we're going to do forward going forward?
The South African Reserve Bank is expected to lower the benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points to 7.5% today, while economists expect a unanimous decision from the Monetary Policy Committee. The central bank warned that U.S. monetary and trade uncertainties could impact future rate cuts. Governor Lesetša Kanyago will announce the decision at a press briefing in Johannesburg at 3 o'clock. While UN agencies reported relative calm in Goma, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the advancing M23 rebel forces have raised concerns over a potential regional health crisis. WHO representative to the DRC, Dr. Boremi Hamasambo.
We have a treatment center even the camp, and those who were there receiving treatment have fled the camp and went into communities because they were living now in host communities and in families. So there's a fear for the disease to be spreading widely in communities. But at this point, we cannot say because we have not been able to get there and assess what's happening right now.
DRC President Felix Tshisekedi has vowed a strong response to the escalating conflict after the M23 rebels, backed by Rwanda, seized Goma. And a new poll conducted in Greenland has revealed a vast majority of its residents oppose joining the United States. Trent Murray has the latest.
Only 6% of Greenlanders are in favor of becoming part of the United States. The opinion poll shows that 85% are against and 9% remain undecided. That's according to a new survey conducted by the Danish newspaper Berlinsk. The survey follows President Trump's very public calls for the island, which is considered Danish territory, to join the US. European leaders have pushed back against the plan. Speaking alongside his Danish counterpart, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said borders cannot be moved by force. Trent Murray, Berlin.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.